Now, friends, we enter into a very important concept of personal finance content and education, because marketing has a basic purpose of creating awareness, and this awareness is by finance content and by educating the customers. Customers must understand, trust their financial decisions, and this understanding is built through education. Personal finance education closes the knowledge gap, allows customers to feel confident and make informed choices. It also helps customers connect more deeply and often with their banks and financial advisors, and hence this strategy should be used very wisely. Each generation has different levels of financial literacy and preferred learning styles, and hence marketers must tailor education strategies using the right content formats, channels and delivery methods, because all these three, the content, the channel and the delivery method, becomes very important to match the needs of the customers. It enhances customers' confidence and also strengthens the long-term relationships. Now, what are the learning preferences across generations? Because this will help the marketers to design the content platform and the inputs. For Gen Z and millennials, they like the digital bite-sized content such as the short videos, blogs, infographics, or even the app-based tools. They value gamification, interactive simulations, and personalized recommendations delivered by the mobile-first applications. Marketers are making learning about money more fun and interesting with gamification, especially for the young savers. Gen X and baby boomers like face-to-face education through brand workshops, call center education, and even the seminars. Marketers should be receptive to such requirements and can also create a longer form explainers, printed guides, and even personal interactions with their customers. Now, what could be the different content types and the channels? When we talk about content types, it can be both digital as well as physical. The digital first formats includes the blogs, infographics, short videos, interactive explainers, and even gamified mobile apps, which are best suited for the younger generations. However, the traditional formats such as the seminars, call centers, guidance, RM-led workshops, and printed material specially work for the older generations. And there could be a hybrid approach which can have email campaigns, webinars, and interactive tools such as the financial health calculators, which can serve both the audiences. When we talk about learning, micro-learning method breaks down the complicated money topics like the SIPs or how the credit score works into very short, easy-to-read lessons. And effective learning needs to be backed up with the right tools, technology, and secure rules. Only then the basic purpose of education and creating awareness would be fulfilled. Now let's understand, how do we build trust through honest education? Financial education must be clear, honest, and actually useful. The customers should find value when they spend time in education. Customers are more likely to trust banks and advisors that focus on teaching them rather than just trying to sell them, because teaching improves the knowledge, and this knowledge helps the customer to make informed decisions, and that is where the trust is built. By offering unbiased guidance such as simple explanations of investment risks, side-by-side comparison of different products, real-life stories showing how others manage their money, financial institutions can build strong credibility with all the generations. And what are the tools and technologies which can be used for compliances? Different generations prefer different platforms. Financial service providers must choose the right mix of tools and technologies to connect with them. What is the importance of tools? Tools can improve customer engagement by making services personalized, instant, and interactive. All marketing activities has to comply with the rules and regulations. And here, compliance can be done with important physical documentation, or even the eKYC, video KYC, Aadhaar verification, and various other guidelines issued by the RBI and SEBI from time to time. When used properly, technology helps companies deliver effective, ethical, and trust-based marketing experiences. We have digital channels and online presences. This needs to be very effectively designed. Websites with clean design, mobile-friendly, secure transactions will have more footprints on them. Online advertising and with a special focus on pay-per-click ads, displaying banners, programmatic advertising will make the marketing more effective. The search engine optimization will help the marketers rank their websites on Google and increase the visibility and trust. E-commerce customers buy or sign up right away without having to call someone or visit an office, while the S-commerce is buying or signing up directly via social media. These two channels are becoming very popular in the modern times, where marketing can be done very effectively. However, it has to be done with ethics. Ethical use, being honest, is the main focus of modern marketing. It should avoid any misleading claims about returns or risk. Otherwise, if the customer feels not treated well or cheated, the trust won't exist. Now let's look at some social media platforms which are effectively used in marketing. First, the Instagram. These are the best for reaching the Gen Z, the younger adults, with fun, highly visual and short educational content. Whereas the LinkedIn is specifically meant for professional platforms, wherein millennials and Gen Z look for sharing or learning about serious industry insights, career advice, and long-form financial content. Whereas Facebook is a community tool, a massive platform, often more common among the boomers and good for general updates, customer service, and community group building. Dynamic formats like storytelling, short engaging videos, reels, and live sessions are very useful to engage customers who ask questions in real time. Whereas finance influencers explain complex topics, make them simple, and help the company gain credibility. CRM and conversational AI tools are very useful in not only understanding the customer, but also helping them with information and action. Electronic customer relationship management is a better version than a normal CRM because it centralizes customers' data and provides 360-degree view of the client. It helps the marketer provide personalized service and design campaigns that are targeted on specific segments. And it helps to maintain consistency across all the channels. The conversational AI tools such as the chatbots and voice assistants, as well as the automate routine customer service tasks, provide instant support and guidance. And the best part of this is available 24/7 and can also provide instant response, unlike which would not be possible in a branch. Intelligent guidance and onboarding can be facilitated, and personalized customer support can also be provided with this conversational AI tools. When we talk about social media, a better and preferred version is mobile marketing. Leveraging a smartphone for on-the-go timely and contextual engagement is getting very popular, as well as cost-effective. Time-sensitive alerts and notifications can help the customers to read messages on the fly. Hyper-personal offers can attract them based on whichever location they are, and this can be behavior-based offers also based on the lifestyle of the customer. In-app financial management gives them a very, very easy and user-friendly tool to understand what their investments are, and it, they can also review and take some important decisions on it. Interactive tools such as quizzes, calculators, games can further refine the financial literacy of the customers. Like we talk about AI, analytics also play a very important role. Analytics helps the marketers to understand the consumer behavior. The metrics, example, click-through rates, the time on page and purchase history helps the marketers to gain deeper insights about their customers and optimize the marketing campaigns. Real-time tracking of performance metrics like conversion rates, cost per acquisition, and return on investments helps the marketers to understand how good their campaigns are and what good can be done for the next campaigns and what errors or mistakes could be rectified in order to save the cost incurred on that. Personalization helps to personalize contents, recommend offers, as well as attract new customers. The churn reduction rates can be controlled and customer retention can be increased by taking action like offering special deals to keep those customers. Multi-touch presence helps us to understand how customers interact with different channels, and personalization engines help deliver custom offers or reminders in the real time. Now, friends, wealth management is a very, very important concept when we deal with finance. And when we talk in the modern context, the wealth management in digital first world becomes very important. And based on that, the educational content also has to be very, very clear and in simple language. Now, every time the customer may not come to a branch or may not have time to the branch, but nowadays robo-advisors are becoming very useful in constructing and managing a portfolio and also guiding the customer based on his personal goals and requirements. The ESG and global investing choices can be used for fulfilling his social needs and create a positive social and environmental outcomes. And here, financial service providers can showcase their ethics and comply with the regulations by integrating compliance team into marketing process right from the start. Hyper-personalized content is very useful for the marketers to use customer data to segment audiences and deliver the tailored marketing. They can also have the next best action offer based on the content by real-time decisioning engineering to send proactive contextual advice. The hybrid model promotion with the help of AI automation and human support ensures cost is at low and efficiency is at high and reassurance is also provided. A global investing appeal can also be provided with the digital first approach, and here the customers can actually be educated to diversify and access high growth emerging markets. Community and social proof can also be created by actually showcasing the brand values on social media, and it can also capture the testimonials. Compliance, as I said, is very important, and this compliance has to be based on the RBI and the SEBI guidelines. The most common requirements are the KYC, video KYC, which the financial service provider has to adhere to, and here they have to innovate to improve customer satisfaction while staying within regulations. RBI has also provided various tech-friendly compliances in comparison to the previous paper-based, wherein more paper was involved. But this innovation has created more customer satisfaction and the time spent is also less. They can also stay competitive by building stronger customer trust and confidence to stand out in the market. Compliance and digital marketing also increase transparency. Compliance makes financial transactions more secure and transparent. It can also win customer confidence. Prioritizing compliance helps build long-term trust with the customers. And compliance, most importantly, helps the financial service provider to reduce risk, because when risk is reduced, the wrong things are not done, mistakes are not done, which in turn helps to curtail the crimes and penalties that could be imposed. So in all, it provides a safety effect for the customer, which in also in turn helps to build long-term trust and strong relationship. Now, finally, we come to building long-term loyalty and multi-generation portfolios, because loyalty is very important. It's not about intensity, but about consistency. The financial service provider should keep on providing this high quality service every time, every moment. Customer relationship cannot stop at selling one product or service. They should think long term and focus not only on the present customer, but also on their family, future generation and evolving needs. And that's where you feel involved with the customer and customer feels engaged and have a sense of belonging. Relationship manager play a very important role as trust anchors. They guide the customers step by step, build trust by explaining and remain open about all costs and possible risks. This is a very important strategy for maintaining trust and loyalty across generations. Next important way for maintaining trust and loyalty is with helping the customer with intergenerational wealth planning, managing complex family structures, international assets, and long-term fiduciary duties, secure solutions for seamless wealth transfer and multi-generation portfolios. Next strategy could be personalization and behavioral insights, wherein the financial service provider can create predictive offers and personalized portfolios. Financial service provider can also balance digital and human approach to create hybrid models that keeps all generations engaged. And here, loyalty programs across generations can address the lifestyle and value of different age groups. Loyalty programs can keep the customer constantly engaged and get rewarded, and this overall will help the bank to not only establish loyalty, but long-term relationship also. So with this, friends, we have covered a very important concept on next generation marketing, and this helps us to go to the next chapter. Thank you.